Welcome back to another episode of the Keep Going Kat podcast. My name is Kat and I am your host. We are back with another Quick Tip Tuesday. It is the beginning of April and I always feel like the beginning of a new month is a really nice time to refocus, maybe even have a fresh start. If you haven't listened to my episode of Starting Over Sucks, Tips for Restarting Your Fitness Journey, I feel like that podcast, I went into a very nice in-depth overview of my suggestions for restarting. But today we're going to be talking more about quick tips for eating healthier, how you can implement healthy eating into your lifestyle without kind of going down that path of feeling obsessive and restrictive. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people make when it comes to healthy eating is focusing on all of the things that they feel like they need to stop doing. So it's like, okay, starting Monday, I'm doing no carbs, no alcohol, no sugar. I'm going to be really good. I'm going to avoid fast food. I'm not going to get Starbucks. No more cookies. I'm not doing any of those things anymore. And while maybe there are some of those things that need to be reduced in your intake, it's going to be better for your mental health and for your consistency to focus on all of the things that you can add in to your intake. So one of the main things that I talk to my clients about doing is increasing your protein intake. Protein has the highest thermic effect of food, meaning your body utilizes more energy to break it down. So when you're eating enough protein, you're going to feel fuller for a lot longer because it takes your body more time to break down that energy and put it to work. So my rule of thumb is between a minimum of 80 to 100 grams of protein per day. Now, to some people, if you are right now are not focusing on your protein, it would be a good exercise for you to open up some kind of calorie tracking app like MyFitnessPal or Lose It, whatever your choice tracking app is. Enter in a full day of regular eating and see how much protein you're currently eating. If you are not eating 80 to 100 grams of protein and you are struggling with feeling hungry all the time, you need to up your protein intake. I love hard-boiling eggs at the beginning of the week. I've become a cottage cheese girly. I love turkey sausage, turkey deli meat, edamame. I actually have an amazing list of high protein food ideas. I've posted about this a lot on my Instagram. If you head over to my Instagram, then you can go and get some really great high protein food ideas. But look at your intake, see where you're currently landing, and find ways that you can start to increase your protein intake. So if I were to meet you on the street and you're like, Kat, I need to start eating healthier, what are some of the things that I should start implementing right now? I would 100% recommend increasing your protein intake. The other thing that I would definitely suggest you implement would be a lot more fiber. So you can get fiber from vegetables, from beans, and just increasing your fiber intake, it's going to bring up the volume of the food that you were eating. So recently on a post, I spoke about one of the things I see people do is they feel like, okay, I need to reduce my calories. And so they start to reduce just the amount of food that they're eating. They're like, oh, I'm just going to eat less. I'm going to eat smaller portions. When you are increasing your protein and you are increasing your fiber intake, your volume of food can go up a lot higher. So if for breakfast, you're cutting up a whole zucchini, half a shallot, a handful of mushrooms, you cut that all up, you scramble two eggs, vegetables get sauteed in a pan, you pour the eggs over, you pair that with a couple of breakfast sausages and a crumble of goat cheese, you are going to have a giant bowl of food for under 300 calories. Now, there's nothing wrong with a bagel. I love a bagel. But if I were to have a bagel with cream cheese, it's going to most likely be more calories than that whole veggie egg breakfast scramble and a heck of a lot less food. So if you can focus on cranking up the volume, then for lunch, so you know, you've maybe eaten 300 calories at most with that veggie scramble, then for lunch, you're making a big old buffalo chicken salad. It's got like a big old pile of romaine, a cucumber cut up, some carrots, some Just Bare nuggets. I love those, by the way. The Just Bare nuggets from Costco are delicious. Pop those in the air fryer, toss them in some Frank's hot sauce. You've made this giant buffalo salad. You use a little bit of like Greek yogurt blue cheese dressing. Another under 300 calorie meal that is ginormous. Then you would have like over 1,000 calories still probably left over for dinner. So if your goal is in like the 1,600 calorie range, you would still have a ton of calories left over. So if you decide that you're going to get pizza with your family, or you want to, again, have another big high volume meal, the amount of food that you are consuming is going to be so much greater than if you're eating a lot of ultra processed foods. So if you are focusing on increasing your protein intake, focusing on increasing your fiber, and then the third thing that I would ask you is, are you drinking enough water? Are you drinking enough water? And I don't mean coffee and I don't mean tea. Are you drinking enough just straight up good old fashioned H2O? So my recommendation for my clients is basically half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you are 200 pounds, that would be 100 ounces of water. If you can get to a gallon of water per day, that's fantastic. The thing with being dehydrated is it's so easy to mistake dehydration for hunger. So your body's like, I need something, I need something. And then we're reaching for another snack where really you're probably dehydrated. If you were to do these three things, increase your protein intake, increase your fiber intake, increase your water intake, the weight is going to start coming down. Now, not once did I say, reduce your sugar intake, reduce your carbohydrate intake, reduce your fat intake. No, what I want you to do is focus on what are the things I can add in to increase my healthier lifestyle. If you are someone, I was speaking with a client today who works from home, and she's like, hey, when I'm out of the house and I'm out and about, I do great with my meals. But when I'm at home, I get snacky, I go in between my meetings and I'm snacking on stuff. If you work from home, you need to pack and prepare snacks and meals for yourself as if you were going into the office. I think that work from home people seem to think like magically they're going to have more time because they're already home. So like, oh, I'll just make myself something for lunch. When really you're like running in the kitchen in between calls and you're like, I don't want to grill a chicken breast right now. Like I only have 30 minutes, an hour at most. So you need to plan and prepare meals just like you would if you were going to work out of the house. So the night before, a few days before, prepare easy to grab meals for yourself. If you work out of the house, you need to do this also. Easy to grab meals for yourself that are portioned and packed so they are ready to go. So when it is time to eat, it's already ready. I was talking about that egg veggie scramble earlier. I like to pre-cut up the zucchini, wipe down the mushrooms, cut them, chop my shallot, and then I put it all in a container. So in the morning, when it's time to make breakfast, that Tupperware can get dumped into a pan. All I have to do is scramble an egg, and my breakfast is ready in a couple of minutes. When I am exhausted and I'm getting kids ready for the school day and I have a full day of calls ahead, the last thing I have the bandwidth for is cutting up some zucchinis. I'm not going to do it. But if I do it the night before, a few days before, I'm stoked. I will pop that open and have my breakfast ready to go. So the more you can prepare for yourself, the more things you can have ready to grab and go, whether you are in or out of the house, you're going to be better off. Same thing for my stay-at-home mamas. Even if you aren't working in a traditional job, you are working keeping little humans alive. So if you can take some time to prepare meals for yourself, the day will go so much smoother. One of the fastest ways to quit your goals, to stop, you know, trying to lose weight is making it too complicated. When people are like, okay, I'm going to do 7 days a week, Whole 30, I'm going to cold plunge every day. And it's like all of these things that they're stacking into their day. I'm like, it's going to be really hard to do that. If you can just make small tweaks to what your current routine is, because a lot of what you're doing, you're defaulting because that's what works for your family and for your lifestyle. So if you're simply focusing on more protein, more fiber, and more water every day, just a little bit more protein, a little bit more fiber, a little bit more water. That could be applied to everything. A little bit more steps, a little bit more weight. And then it starts to build. You don't have to 180 your entire life overnight to see results. It's those little steps in the right direction that's going to compound into a really big change. So I know it's the first of the month. It's the, you know, April 1st. It's landing on a Monday. We're like, let's go. Fresh start. Spring is here. I don't want you to burn yourself out. So I want you to work smarter, not harder. I want you to do things that you know you can maintain, you know you can sustain. So if we are like, okay, we're going to focus on 1 pound a week, losing 1 pound a week, just these simple changes to your eating, slight increase in your movement, increase your water, protein, fiber, I guarantee you are going to start to see changes that are not only sustainable, but have not required you sacrificing your quality of life. Thank you for tuning in to this Quick Tip Tuesday. I will be back again this week with another longer episode, and I am so happy to spend this time with you. Thank you so much for being here, for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Have a beautiful day. Drink lots of water. I love you all. Bye.